Falls on a Saturday night along with Betty Cooper and the Ruiners. So there's a whole lot of options out there to get out and support live music. Without your support, music like this disappears. And just can't think of a better reason than just to, people go out and see music. You know, people go, oh, music is to be heard. But no, music, to see it and feel it live is part of the experience. All right, I got to bring Allison down. We're about to go with a pre-recorded show of Mr. White and Drew Schultz on the Live Drive at 5. Next week, October 4th on the Live Drive, we'll have Bobby Electric. And coming up in the next couple of weeks, we've got some great lineup. We've got Roland Remington coming up in November. We've got the Ashleys, Passalacqua, the Hit Society, Ryan Dillaha. The list goes on and on. We're booked almost now all the way to the end of November. It's pretty amazing. But the Live Drive at 5, we try to do a live show every week. This week, Alan's out of town, and we couldn't get a sound engineer. We didn't want to do a so-so job with the band without our excellent sound engineer. So Roger recorded this interview with Drew. And I hope you enjoy it, and stay tuned to WHFR Dearborn. We are the station making waves, and we appreciate the support we get from listeners like you.
Good afternoon. This is a pre-recorded Motor Live Drive today, and we're right here on WHFR Dearborn, and we have a call coming in from New York from a young man named Drew Schultz. Are you there, Drew?
Yes, Mr. White. Hey, man.
All right. You've actually been on Motor a couple times in the past, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Now you have been, you've always come in as a drummer and or a percussionist, and really... you've been playing with a lot of fairly big people around town.
Man, I've been lucky. Detroit has been very kind to me.
All right. Well, tell me, where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, actually. Well, right outside of Cleveland.
Oh, yeah?
A city called Shaker Heights, Ohio.
I never knew that.
Yeah. And I went and did 3 years of college in New York City before getting a job playing drums with the Four Tops, who moved me to Detroit.
Oh, yeah?
No, and actually, unfortunately, I have to call in for this because I'm back trying to finish up my degree in New York.
Okay, so you came to Detroit, hooked up with the Four Tops, you've played with a whole lot of Motown people, you've really been a real man about town as a percussionist, as the man on call when they really need some cool, yeah.
And I've been trying.
And how old are you?
I am 24.
And already you're touring with the big times. Well, it's what can happen in Detroit if you got the stuff. And I tell you, you've got a brand new record that you've put out while you're going back to class. And what is the name of that record?
Well, cheesily enough, it is actually also called Back to Class. It's kind of a hokey pun, but it's an attempt to kind of revive a lot of the classic sound with live bands, live horns, live singers. Also, I am literally going back to school, so that's a big part of it.
All right. In fact, you are. What school are you going to?
To New York University. a portion of the proceeds are also going to benefit the music programs of the Detroit public school system. So there's a lot of painfully cheesy wordplay in that title.
Well, hey, you're doing a good thing for people back here in Detroit and doing a good thing for yourself while you're doing it.
Oh, well, thank you, man. I miss Detroit like crazy already, believe me.
Well, hey, I the last time you were back here in town, you actually did a tribute to Bob Babbitt, didn't you?
Yeah, I was really flattered. Spider Webb, who's been touring with the Funk Brothers for years now and played drums on quite a few Motown sessions himself, called me and said that they were putting on this tribute for Bob Babbitt. And I had to make it out there for that. That was too cool, and I was very honored to be asked to play.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we try something off your brand new Back to Class CD? And why don't we try the title tune? In fact, you've got two tracks on that. You've got it starts it off and it finishes it off too. Why don't we try both of those? You can tell us a little bit about them right here. Drew Schultz, Back to Class on WHFR.
Can't we go back to class?
Something about soul and funk. You got to have some guys that know this stuff. More than likely, get on with it.
Can't we go back to class?
The Funk Brothers, we play together every day, and most of them play together every night. So I knew what kind of pickups the drummer was going to use. Bop, 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 bop. That was just a standard that was in Motown.
Can't we go back?
Everybody had a pocket back then. They had been doing this. Their experience was so vast that they just did things effortlessly. I always said the musicians at Motown took rock and roll and smoothed it out a little bit, you know, with a jazz flavor to it.
All those guys play jazz. Music appreciation. Maybe it starts there, to appreciate music. I like all kinds of music.
The 12-piece rhythm section in Studio A, we had our own feel, but essentially every record that came out of Motown, that record that brought it to life was that rhythm section, the Funk Brothers. That's what we did.
You can listen to a track, and you can differentiate between whether that was Benny Benjamin or Uriel Jones or Pistol Allen. Yeah.
Some type of feel is just nothing. It'll be larger, nothing played, or just one kick note will be fatter than filling it all up with a whole bunch of chops, musically.
You catch a drummer that can really stay in a groove and push a horn player, a musician, will work a whole lot more than a drummer that loves the solo all the time. Some of you call it old school.
Yeah, funk, man. Funk and soul.
But you can't put the feel on paper.
Soul music? That's from the heart. That's from the heart, man. Because we all have a soul.
Yes, we go back to class.
We had a thing going on, man, with that group, man. It was unbelievable.
We were all friends. We hung out after the gig. And I just think we made great music, but we got very good at it because we did it here.
We were hot. Man, we were hot.
In the club, the studio, we was hopping. We were working out, you know.
And our job was to read the charts correctly, add something extra to it, and make it a hit record.
And it was a pocket. I mean, when you play it live with Uriel, it felt like you were in the studio.
And then, you know, you have to love what you're doing. And to me, I express myself better through my music than I do when I speak.
Well, look now, you know, if you think of some more stuff, you know, just feel free to call me, man. All right, you. You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, back to class. Oh, Drew, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you. Yeah, we're doing this fine. Now tell me, there were some people talking on that on that cut, back to class, and who were they?
It's quite a cast, man. That was Uriel Jones, Eddie Willis, Dennis Coffey, George Roundtree,
tell me.
Ashford, Benjamin Corbett, and James Jamerson Jr.
Now tell me, a lot of our listeners might not realize who these people are. You're very familiar mm-hmm. with them as a music historian, but a lot of these people might not be.
Well, you know, I've always been a huge fan of R&B and soul music, and the people talking on that track are a lot of the musicians who were a part of recording that music as the band. A lot of them were members of the Funk Brothers, mm-hmm. Motown's backing band.
Yeah, I recognize that.
And we mentioned Bob Babbitt, who... I was part of the tribute for it. Bob was a Funk Brother, and on this track, Uriel, Eddie Willis, Dennis Coffey, Jack Ashford really represent them, and James Jamerson Jr., whose dad was the Motown bass player.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the legendary James Jamerson Sr., and his son is a legend in his own right.
I've seen him play many times. In fact, Uriel Jones was the drummer, one of the drummers at Motown.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis Coffey, of course, one of the guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
It's interesting. It was like they were sitting there giving you advice.
I gotta say, when I was in high school, you know, the movie Standing in the Shadows of Motown came out, and the Funk Brothers came to Cleveland.
Oh yeah.
And it was an 18 and over show, and I was like 15 or something like that, and they would not let me into this show. So a couple years later, they were in Niagara Falls, and I realized I was probably the closest that I was going to get to go and catch them, so my dad and I drove up there, and I met Uriel. This was back when I was in high school, and I had told their manager, Mark Steinberg, that I wanted to interview Uriel. And so they let me back, and Uriel really took me under his wing, and we would have these talks all the time about drums and music, and so finally... I did end up interviewing him for a drumming magazine, for Modern Drummer magazine. A lot of these tapes are from those conversations.
Hmm. It's interesting for a young man. You've been lucky enough to get some true legends as mentors for you.
I mean, I can't say enough how influential all of these guys have been on me. George Roundtree, who was another voice on that track, is really the reason that I got to go on the road with the Four Tops. He was their conductor, keyboard player, horn arranger since 1978. And I met him in New York through Benjamin Corbett, one of my favorite drummers, who was with the Tops and is also on that track speaking. Everybody calls Benjamin Butch. And so Butch and Tree really took me under, and they pushed me into the Four Tops position. I mean, the people who are speaking on this track are very directly responsible for the record being possible.
And they actually play on the record. Well, a few of them actually play on your record, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah.
Now, the main band playing on this record, you call it the Funk Machine?
Yes, sir.
Well, who is the Funk Machine?
The Funk Machine is a group of some of my best friends from New York. And when I left New York, you know, I wanted to make them a part of whatever I possibly could because, you know, we had been playing together for 6 years and had been, you know, traveling together and recording and writing, and they were one of the big reasons that I wanted to write songs because they're such good writers. And so this is Emilio Tostado on guitar, Dan Sealing also on guitar, Gent LaPalme on bass, and Chris Ames singing, who's featured on a couple of the tracks himself. And I flew them out from New York to record this record at Steve Adams' studio in Mount Clemens. Mm-hmm. Steve is Dennis Coffey's drummer and just a phenomenal producer, drummer, percussionist, arranger, everything. And Steve is fantastic. And so are the Funk Machine. I'm honored to have them on the record just as much as I am Uriel and Tree and the guys.
In fact, is this the backup band that normally plays with you with the Four Tops?
No, that was the Pieces of the Puzzle, who Benjamin Corbett and George Roundtree were a part of. The Funk Machine is kind of my college band. They're a bunch of my buddies who are just phenomenal.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we try something off your brand new record, Drew Schultz, Back to Class. What would you like to play off this?
Let's check out the lead single from the record. It's called Crying in a Whisper, and it features the Four Tops and James Jamerson Jr. and the Funk Machine playing all the instruments with those guys and McKinley Jackson at the horns.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah.
Now this will be, how many guys going to college can have the Four Tops on their record? So.
I was majoring at the Four Tops University at that point. I was their student.
Okay, let's give it a go for A Cry to a Whisper, featuring the Four Tops, Drew Schultz, Back to Class.
I don't understand you, though I've tried since day one. It's like playing an endless game of catch-up on the courses that we run. So long now, since I held you in my arms that day. But each step closer that I take to you seems a little closer to harm's way. You got me
crying in a whisper,
yelling out loud,
talking to myself
in the middle of a crowd,
running round in circles,
'cause I don't know where we stand. My
down. Lay it down. Another red carpet to ride on.
All right, Drew, that's the first single off your brand new record?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In fact, that bass solo at the end, that was James Jamerson Jr. And for people who don't know who James Jamerson is, he was the real Motown sound on bass. He was, it's interesting that his son is really following in his father's footsteps.
Yeah, well, I mean, his son is just amazing. And that's actually one of my favorite moments on this entire record. You have Jamerson Jr. soloing very much in the vein of his father. And that's actually Duke Fakir speaking, saying, you know, oh, yeah, I play the bass. That's Duke, who is the original founding member of the Four Tops, who's still performing.
Yeah.
And Jamerson Jr. himself is a legend, man. The guy's played with Chaka Khan, and he had his own group, Chanson, that had hits, and he was playing with Smokey and the Temptations. I mean, he is fantastic.
And it's interesting. A lot of times, yeah, you don't have people coming up like that. I've seen him playing with Dennis Coffey over at the Northern Lights Lounge once in a while.
I missed that spot.
Yeah. In fact, I often saw you playing there with him. And the interesting thing is, Dennis Coffey usually doesn't have people sitting in.
Right. Well, I have to give a lot of credit. There's a keyboard player who's playing almost all of these keyboard and organ parts on the Back to Class record. His name is Danny Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing with Dennis when I first moved to Detroit, and Danny started, you know, dragging me to jam sessions and to play all these shows with him. And through Danny, I really got to know Dennis.
Mm.
And you know, Danny on almost every track on this record. The guy's just a monster keyboard player.
In fact, I've seen him. No, he used to be a regular keyboard player with Dennis at the Northern Lights Lounge a couple of years ago.
And he's still playing around. I think he's doing a program volunteering at a correctional facility, playing music and doing music therapy.
Hmm.
It's a very interesting gig, but and I'm actually working with him right now with the Funk Machine as well, and Danny on like an organ saxophone record, some real throwback like 50s kind of like R&B rock and roll stuff. It's cool. It's real cool.
Hmm. That's interesting. Now, tell me, you had the Four Tops singing with you on this record. Contractually, they probably had some trouble actually coming into play on your CD, didn't they?
Well, it was interesting. You know, a lot of the people on this record, almost all of them, are without a record contract right now. The business has gotten so difficult to maintain that a lot of artists are realizing that they can just do it themselves, and it's not a problem. I mean, it's kind of inspiring, and so the Tops actually had no trouble. Dennis Coffey was signed to Strut Records at one point and had that fantastic record in 2011.
Oh, yeah.
But other than him, almost everybody here was independent. It was very interesting to see some of my idols kind of doing it themselves, you know?
It's interesting because with the Four Tops, Motown, many people don't realize Motown was an independent label. In fact, one of the very first of the major independent labels.
And I might be wrong, but I think that to this day, Motown stands as the most successful independent label at the time that it was independent. You know, obviously that it was sold to, I want to say PolyGram, and then now it's owned by Universal. I might be wrong on the initial sale, but for a long time, all the way through the 80s, it was an independent record label in the truest sense.
It was, and yeah, and it was right here at home for me, so and for everybody in our listening audience. But there was lots of other people on your new CD. In fact, you've got something else on here by another major group. What do you get? What are you thinking of?
Yeah, this would be the second single off the record called "So Many Fish in the Sea," and it features a guy named Ken Knox. Ken is one of the original members of Chairman of the Board, who are real famous for their material with Holland Dozier and Holland after HDH left Motown. They had Give Me Just a Little More Time and Finders Keepers and Everything is Tuesday. They had all these hits and got big in the Carolinas, believe it or not. They're still packing places down on the beach music scene down south. And I met Ken and actually approached him for this project because I was such a fan of Chairman of the Board. Ken, you know, loved it and just knocks it out of the ballpark on both vocals and saxophone. And Thomas Hunter and Richard Figueroa from the group are just fantastic as well. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, we're always up for the fun right here on the Motor Live Drive. So let's have So Many Fish in the Sea featuring, who is that?
Ken Knox of Chairman of the Board.
We'll take it away.
There's so many fish in the sea. Not so long ago, falling for the cutest little girl I'd ever known. She had pretty little curls and a contagious smile. If my mind could move an inch, hers could run a mile. No matter how long I followed, she left me behind. I was the last thing on her mind, so I had to let her go.
So many fish in the sea.
At least that's what all my friends keep telling me. I'm so tired of casting this search, so seems everlasting, to find the right one for me. Yeah. After a little time went by, I managed to catch another girl's eye. She's so smart and sure enough fine. She seems so happy just to be mine. But another girl was my only desire. I neglected to fan the fire, so I had to let her go. Oh, had to let her go,
But there's so many fish in the sea.
So many fish in the sea.
At least that's what all my friends keep telling me. I'm so tired of casting, this search seems everlasting, to find the right one for me. Yeah, yeah.
It's like my life is stuck on repeat, and every girl I happen to meet is like in fire, black and every name. For mine is lit and they don't feel the same. I just want this story to end. I'm losing my mind and I'm biding my time. All my friends keep reminding me to say, maybe I'm just too picky choosing, but I can't win for all the losing. I'm biding my time to find a girl to be mine.
Thank you.
Too Many Fish in the Sea from Drew Schultz and his brand new Back to Class CD. Oh, in fact, Drew. Now, in fact, where can people get this brand new Back to Class CD?
They can pick it up at all the normal digital retailers, Amazon, CD Baby. But my website is dsdrums.com. That's DS as in Drew Schultz, drums.com. And they can read a lot about it, see some documentary stuff we did about the cause for the schools and the music and everything. And that will also point them to where they can pick it up.
All right. And now one thing, like you say, you work with a lot of different people on these. While the record was playing, we were talking now, for such a young man, you can be a real, what could you say, an inspiration to other people who wanted to make it.
I thought you were going to say a pest.
No.
I joke a little bit, but my dad always would tell me that you have to be persistent and polite at the same time, but persistent, and just ask for help when you need it. Ask for, people aren't just going to know what you want and know what you need. And this whole record was essentially done because I just went up and blatantly asked a lot of people. I had never met Ken, who just sang So Many Fish in the Sea before this. I had never met him. I sent him an email cold and said, I love what you're doing, and I would love to work with you on this project. And he was very receptive to that.
All right. Well,
I guess the only advice I can give is just go for it. If you believe in it, just go for it, whatever you're doing.
I found the same thing working in films a lot. Sometimes you just have to try and not give up when people tell you you can't.
We were talking about another song here that with Melvin Davis and Pat Lewis, who I've been on the Motor Live Drive at 5 with before.
In fact, you were here for our 50-year anniversary with Melvin and Pat Lewis. So
that's right.
And then you brought Ronnie McNear in the next week. So
That was a fun couple weeks right in a row there.
All right.
And on this song, McKinley Jackson, who was also on that show with us playing piano, actually, McKinley arranged the horns on this one as well.
All right. Now for people who might not know, Melvin Davis was a drummer for Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, a singer with the Eighth Day, writer, producer for Motown and a whole bunch of other record labels. And Pat Lewis was a member of the Adairs, who was the actually the backup group for every Motown single that came out.
I think she sang also with Isaac Hayes on the Hot Buttered Soul project.
She was one of Hot Buttered Soul.
She had her own hits. She's amazing.
She really is. Her story of adversity that she's come back from is amazing in itself. But why don't we have some more music? What would you like to hear next?
Let's go ahead and put on No One Will Know with Melvin Davis and Pat Lewis.
Right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Say no more, 'cause I'm well aware that no one will know about our little love affair. I'm playing bandit
in my heart,
keeping our loving off the chart.
You got me speaking, baby.
You know I work so hard
you
to keep it on the low.
There's
no one who knows, no one can know.
Melvin Davis and Pat Lewis, backed up here by the Funk Machine, featuring Drew Schultz. In fact, Drew, you were in with these people here on the Motor Live Drive for our 50-year anniversary.
I was, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, in fact, what is it like being such a young guy and playing with the, with all these legends that you've read about and heard, you know, heard growing up your whole life, and suddenly you're right with them?
I have to pinch myself, man. It's a dream come true, and I try and make sure that you know all these musicians know it, because I mean they've really, it sounds cheesy to say, but it's true, they've really created the soundtrack to my whole life. Whenever I'm bummed, I put on some song that one of these guys did and it makes me feel better, or if I'm feeling great, I put it on and it's like helping to celebrate. You know, people say that music comforts you in the bad times and helps you celebrate the good times, and all these people on this record have done that for me very literally.
All right. In fact, let me remind people who you really are. In fact, this young man is named Drew Schultz. He's a young man from Buffalo, in fact, Cleveland. Outside Cleveland, Ohio. He's somehow hooked up with the Four Tops. He's been playing. How long have you been playing with them?
In 2007, I think it was, might have been 2008, I met George Roundtree and Benjamin Corbett, and they let me come in and play hand percussion. Did that for about 2 years, then was on the road with them for another three, so it's been a long, fun ride, and I love those guys like family.
So, wait, you started up with them, you were like 18 years old?
I was 19 when I first gigged with them, yeah.
So and you've been playing with and you're quitting the road to go back to school.
Yeah, I got to get my degree. You know, the school called me and said it's time to come back. So and when they say that, they must mean it.
Well, we can understand that here at the Henry Ford Community College of Musical Knowledge, and so really, Drew Schultz is a young man who's started out playing with the Four Tops. He moved to Detroit while he was touring with the Four Tops. He's been a percussionist around town, and has stopped in here on the Motor Live Drive several times before going back to class.
And it's funny, we were talking about some of the younger musicians who are on this record from around Detroit. In writing all of these songs, I was playing with a band from Wayne State that we had a couple different names, but right now they're still playing as Swing Brothers Swing. And this is Dan Meineke and Richard Bright. And that last tune, I remember I would bring in, and we would play that tune all the time, just kind of working out the kinks, and I was working on the form and writing the words, and we would play that song around Detroit all the time.
And in fact,
a couple of those Wayne State guys are playing horns on the record.
Okay. Now tell me, you actually wrote all the songs on your new CD, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. There are three of them that I was co-writing with other people, but most of them were all self-written and arranged and whatnot with horns by McKinley, obviously. But, yeah.
All right. So, in fact, why don't we try something? So you used to play with those guys at Wayne State, something called the Slouch Potato?
This tune was one that I wrote way back in like 2007 with the Funk Machine in New York. And it is an instrumental, features a saxophone player from Wayne State named Jack Johnson. It's an instrumental, kind of like a meterless funk jam thing.
All right. In fact, why don't we try a second song after that? Now, would you like to go for something called Try or Welcome Home Heartache?
Let's hit Try, actually. Try is with Robert Carter and his daughter Anna. I'll talk a little bit about that one afterwards.
Okay. Here we have The Slouch Potato, an instrumental from Drew Schultz and his Back to Class CD.
Thank you.
The Funk Machine, doing Slouch Potato and Try, off Drew Schultz and his Back to Class CD.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. And Try also features Rob Carter, who's just a staple around Detroit. Fantastic voice. He sang lead with Nature's Divine in the 70s on a hit called I Just Can't Control Myself. And that was his daughter. Talk about some young, just amazing Detroit talent. His daughter, Anna, is a phenomenal singer, as you just heard. And it's kind of pertinent to what we were talking about earlier, about just going for, just giving things a shot, even when you think it might be a little bit out of your reach, just going for it. I mean, that's what that song is about.
All right, but it's also getting down to getting back to school as well. You're going, you know, you're trying for it, too. You've Now, tell me, is it been much of a stretch for you? You've been touring with Four Tops for the last 3 years, and what's it like going back to class?
Well, it's tough. I mean, to be honest, it's tough because I've been so tunnel vision about wanting to play R&B and funk and soul music, and that's still what I'll pursue for, you know, for the rest of my life as far as I can see right now. And to go back to a jazz program where you're working on playing swing and improvising and the real theoretical aspects of it, it's difficult. It's difficult, and it's something that I have to finish for myself just to be able to do it. I think it's very important to have a college degree in today's economy. It can only help. It's a self-investment in your career. And it's difficult, but like we were just talking about, I just got to, you know, put my head down, get the work done, and learn as much as I can while I'm here.
All right. Well, in fact, one thing you've got here, you've got something from some live recordings you've done. One with Ronnie McNair doing a Motown medley. Where was that recorded at?
This is kind of a goofy story. We've been talking about Funk Machine, Emilio and Dan and Jeff and Chris. They were in Detroit. I had flown them in from New York to record this record, and we booked a week in Steve Adams' studio up in Mount Clemens. And we got done with the entire record in 3 days. So we had a bunch of free time, and I called my buddy Andrew, who worked at this tea house called Goldfish Tea, a really cool spot up in Royal Oak. And I said, hey, I got my whole band in town. We got nothing to do. Let's play a show. And so, you know, this was not on a stage. This was not at a really proper club environment. It was at this tea house in the middle of Royal Oak at like 7 o'clock at night, but it was so much fun.
Well,
and,
tell me.
Ronnie came out. Ronnie is one of the Four Tops. He had hits on his own back in the day with In Summertime and Sitting in My Class. And just fantastic singer. He's got that smooth quality to him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you.
And so this is the Funk Machine and Ronnie live in Royal Oak at Goldfish Tea, believe it or not.
Well, I'll tell you what. One thing we've got here, that you asked for one you'd recorded in Brooklyn, New York as well. Now, if I did, if we played that second one, that'll finish out our set. Why don't we finish out with something off your new record and just try the Ronnie McNair Motown medley?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because
cool.
I do want to get more of your record out.
All right.
In fact, now tell me, this little tea room, was it as big as our studio here at the Motor Live Drive?
It was a little bit bigger, but not necessarily by much.
All right, so let's give it a try with Ronnie McNair and Drew Schultz and the Funk Machine live in Royal Oak.
We got a special guest in the house. This guy is awesome, and he's one of my good friends. His name is Ronnie McNair. He's a Northern Soul legend for a song called Sitting in My Class. And what else? In Summertime. And he is a member of the legendary Four Tops. Ladies and gentlemen, Ronnie McNair. This is my man right here.
And if you didn't know it, Drew is the drummer for the Four Tops. He's the youngest drummer Four Tops ever had in the history of the Four Tops. Girl like her, really a dream come true. baby. I hear you over there, baby. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belonged to you, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, y'all, come on. It was just my imagination once again, yeah, running away with me. It was just my imagination running away. And have a family. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a place in the country. Two kids, baby. Maybe one, two, three, yeah. Oh, yeah, nah. But I can give it all, baby. Oh, yeah, yes, I can now. It must be a dream, cause I'm really in love with you, baby. Once again, one, two, three, four, and it was just my imagination. Once again, running away with me, running away, just my imagination, running away. Yeah. Get a band ahead, y'all. New York. On a cloudy day, when it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Oh yeah. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? Talking.
Again, Steve Adams on percussion, Jet Lapalm on bass, Emilio Tosato on guitar, Dan Sealing on guitar, and I am Drew Schultz. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back.
All right, Drew. Oh, in fact, it was really a kind of an expanded show from what we did right here on Motor with Ronnie McNair, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly.
But, now, in fact... You've brought in your brand new CD. Where can people pick that up again?
Yeah, it's called Back to Class, and people can get it at Amazon and iTunes and CD Baby, all the regular spots, you know? The band that I was talking about at the end, the Funk Machine, they're back in everything. And having just moved back to Brooklyn, to NYU, the school, I'm